The actors who perform a key role in the medical training of students at Jefferson Health will vote on a new union soon. WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza spoke to the so-called standardized patients, the actors behind the push.
When Andy Mulholt isn't rocking out with his band, he works a somewhat obscure side gig, one that is key to the medical education of future doctors and nurses.
In the public, don't even know that standardized patients exist. It's an odd job.
The Philly musician is one of the 139 paid medical actors relied upon for the medical training of students at Jefferson Health, and he's organizing a union. Actors say they still earn $20 an hour before city wage taxes, the same since 2008, and want to be closer to $30 an hour for their expertise.
80% of the diagnosis is based on the conversation. So if you're not hearing people, not respecting people, then information is missed. People don't come back.
Kimya Imani Jackson works as a standardized patient because she moonlights as a dance artist. But she also has a PhD in healthcare science and has done research on health disparities. Jackson says she worries about being replaced by artificial intelligence. Jefferson Health declined an interview for this story, but said there are no plans to replace standardized patients with technology. A spokesperson said the healthcare provider respects workers' rights to unionize. Another standardized patient and Philly native, Mary Thomas, says there's no typical day on the job, which is another incentive to unionize.
One day you can be having a stroke one day, you can have pneumonia the next day.
An official union vote is expected in the coming weeks. Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.